Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, November 2nd, 2017. An American family who went missing after a pirate attack has been found alive. And privacy concerns are spreading about the iPhone X. Today, we commemorate the souls in purgatory, and the arguments in the sentencing trial of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl are coming to a close. ABC News is reporting that an American family who found themselves in the middle of a pirate attack during a South American vacation has been located alive.
This morning, an American family kidnapped by gunmen in the Amazon found alive. Adam Harto, his wife Emily, and their two young daughters have been traveling the world since 2012, turning a family road trip into a lifestyle and documenting it all online.
What are we doing, little one?
Their adventures on Instagram attracting more than 100,000 followers. The family had recently decided to return to California, but before they could board the plane, they went missing. Their van abandoned in the jungle. No sign of them for 3 days. Adam's really, brother Keith, you know, left to imagine the worst.
I cried a lot, but I did not lose hope.
But just as ABC News was interviewing Keith about what may have happened to his brother's family, he received a text, which turned out to be a break in the case.
The embassy confirmed they're alive. So we're confirmed.
Warren talked to, it's confirmed. They called Warren up also.
Oh, thank God. Well, I can't wait to get him home. We got him back.
According to local police, the family was the victim of a pirate attack as they cruised down the Amazon River in a tour boat. The pirates stormed the ferry, taking the family's belongings and holding them hostage. Brazilian authorities telling ABC News the Hartos were rescued by villagers who spotted them floating in a river on a surfboard.
Well, there's no word yet on whether the Hartos escaped from their attackers or whether they were released, and no more information on what happened to them during those 3 days that they were lost. Relatives say they were due to move back to the U.S. to California November 15th.
And now it's time for your business and market report. Concerns are being expressed about the potential use of the iPhone X's depth camera with regards to privacy. Here is Reuters with the story.
Apple's newest iPhone harvesting data about your face. I'm Stephen Noes with Reuters News here in San Francisco. When Apple's new iPhone X comes out in November 3rd, it's going to have a new camera on the front that's going to be able to capture a 3D image of your face. A lot has been made about the ability of the phone to use that image to unlock the phone or to unlock apps. Now, privacy experts say that system is actually very secure and doesn't make them any more worried than the old fingerprint system that's been on iPhones for a while now. But there's a separate system that app developers like Snap or gaming companies can use to capture that 3D image of your face and use it to do things like make an emoji talk or put your face on a video game character. That data will actually be accessible to app developers who will be able to store that map of your face and take it off the phone and store it somewhere else, with your permission, of course. Now, Apple says that it has very strict rules that app developers are not supposed to use this data for advertising or marketing purposes, but privacy experts are worried that once it leaves the iPhone, it'll be very difficult for Apple to enforce that policy. Now, overall, privacy experts are very satisfied with the approach that Apple has taken, but they also worry that if other phone makers start to put cameras like this on their phones, they may not have as robust a privacy policy. And privacy experts worry that one day we could have a massive hack where a bunch of 3D facial data, a detailed map of your face, is stolen and gets into the hands of hackers.
Now here's Reuters' Fred Katayama with his assessment of yesterday's market performance.
Tesla shares skidded in after-hours trading Wednesday. The electric car maker posted its biggest ever quarterly loss. Facebook shares heading the other way. The social network reported a 79% jump in quarterly profit that crushed forecasts. Earlier Wednesday, the Dow and S&P 500 hung on to modest gains after the Federal Reserve decided to hold interest rates steady. The central bank pointed to solid economic growth. People's United Wealth Management's John Traynor.
What it says about the markets going forward and the economy going forward is that the Fed is confident. They're seeing, even with the hurricane, they're seeing some very good economic news. And on the inflation side, core inflation is still not to their target, so inflation is not a problem for them.
Estee Lauder looking good. Shares shot to a record high after the cosmetics maker forecast strong holiday sales and raised its profit estimate for the next fiscal year. European markets surged higher, led by tech stocks, but Britain's FTSE ended flat.
Now let's see what the market is doing today. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 58 points, and in late morning trading, it was up 4 points at 23,435. The NASDAQ yesterday closed down 11 points, and in late morning trading was down 14 at 6,702. The S&P 500 yesterday closed up 4 points, and in late morning trading was down 5 points at 2,574. Crude oil was up 6 cents at $54.36. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed up 120 points and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed down 75. The London FTSE 100 was up 49 in late afternoon trading and the DAX in Germany was down 22. Today's quote of the day comes from Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. As we enter heaven, we will see them, so many of them, coming towards us and thanking us. We will ask who they are, and they will say, a poor soul you prayed for in purgatory. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we commemorate the Feast of All Souls. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious, gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Today is All Souls Day. On this day, we commemorate those who have died in the grace of God, thereby avoiding hell, but who have not yet reached the perfection of the soul that entry into heaven requires. Unlike those in heaven whom we call the church triumphant and those on earth whom we call the church militant, we refer to the souls in purgatory as the church suffering. Suffering as they go through the purgation, or refinement by fire, that will prepare their souls to receive the joy prepared for them in heaven. The souls in purgatory can pray for us, but they cannot pray for themselves. Only we can offer prayers and suffrages in union with the sacrifice of Jesus to help them along in their journey to heaven. Eternal rest grant to the souls in purgatory, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. Through the mercy of God, may they rest in peace. The Washington Post reports that the defense attorneys for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl concluded their arguments yesterday, bringing the sentencing trial one step closer to a decision by Colonel Jeffrey Nance. Sergeant Bergdahl pleaded guilty to desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, which could result in a life sentence behind bars. On Monday, Bergdahl apologized to fellow troops who were injured in the search for him. The defense has focused on Bergdahl's torturous treatment while in captivity and his mental health diagnoses. Forensic psychologist Charles Morgan testified that he diagnosed Bergdahl with an illness similar to schizophrenia, along with a tendency to paranoia, severe social anxiety, unconventional beliefs, and socially awkward behavior. Morgan added that Bergdahl has extreme difficulty forming social relationships and contemplated castration, thinking it would purify him. The defense has tried to paint a portrait of a man who was incapable of considering second and third order effects of his decisions or of coming up with acceptable alternatives to actions which might break the rules. The Washington Times reports that closing arguments in the case could be delivered as early as today. An update on an earlier story, Fox News is reporting that 47-year-old Scott Ostrom has been taken into custody in relation to the deadly shooting rampage at a Thornton, Colorado Walmart, which claimed the lives of two men and a woman. In this Celestial Musings, in honor of All Souls Day and especially coming after the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, I wish to talk about indulgences. Yes, those still exist, and from November 1st to November 8th, any of the faithful who devoutly visit a cemetery and pray there, even if only mentally, for the departed, can receive a plenary indulgence, meaning the complete remission of the temporal punishment due to sin, applicable only to the souls in purgatory. These 8 days are your time to gather yourself an army in heaven of souls whom you have helped to finish their final purification so they can enter heaven. Remember especially your ancestors who sacrificed so that you could be here, and those souls who have nobody to pray for them, especially those souls whose faith systems did not include the concept of purgatory. Now today, in addition to earning an indulgence on behalf of the departed, we can earn a plenary indulgence for ourselves. Here are the requirements. Visit a church and pray for the souls in purgatory with an Our Father and the Apostles' Creed. Pray an Our Father and Hail Mary for the Pope's intentions. Receive Holy Communion worthily and make a sacramental confession within 20 days of today. And don't forget the most challenging requirement of all, the complete rejection of all attachment to sin. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.